Hi, this is Darling Love, and you're listening to my good friend Mike Miller on the Harmony Street Show.
Hi, this is Charlie Thomas of the Drifters, and you're listening to my good friend Mike Miller on the Harmony Street Show. Mike told me to tell you that.
Hi, this is Little Anthony Imperials, and you're listening to my good friend Mike Miller on the Harmony Street Show.
And now back into the days of yesteryear. Sing along with Mitch. I'm not Mitch, so sing along with the son of Mitch. Take out your pencils and your pad and jot down a few tunes of the oldies, will you? Sing. Sincerely. Oh, you know how I love you. I'll do anything for you. Say you'll be mine. How about the heartbeats? I remember you're a thousand miles away, but I still have your love to remember you by. Oh, my darling, dry your eyes, 'cause daddy's coming home.
I know that's the creation remember this one.
Don't remember me, but I remember you. Was not so long ago. You broke my heart until I got tears on my pillow and pain in my heart caused by you, baby, baby. Nobody but you. The pain in my heart, darling, was caused by you. Every night I get down on my knees and pray to the Lord needs you. And we're still pretending that you're still around.
Still
those oldie but goodies remind me of you, 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 and especially you.
Hey, is it raining in Scottsdale?
No, but they're expecting it tomorrow.
Well, because, you know, we were just going to get on a plane and come out to Canyon Ranch, you know.
Oh, really? Should come visit.
Actually, we were thinking of planning a trip to Canyon Ranch. I've been there. You know, I like that area.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I haven't even been there, so.
Well, it's, you know, two massages a day, you know. Well, you know, if you go get a local massage, that's good. That's what? But that's like 50, 60 bucks, right?
Probably, yeah.
Canyon Ranch is like 260 a massage.
Gee, at that price, we'll have one for everybody.
Yeah, but they, you know, very, very...
upscale.
Upscale, learned people, you know, Thai massage, you know, they float you in the water. It's good, it's good.
But, Mike.
Sure.
Hold on, I'll give you to Jerry.
Please do.
Okay, hold on. Have fun.
Will do.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, Jerry. I'm doing great.
Am I coming in clear?
Yeah, you're coming in very nice.
Summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are jumping, and the cotton is high. You got that?
I got it loud and clear. It's like it's coming in big and bad. Hi, this is Mike Miller, and you're here with me on the Harmony Street Show, and it's my extreme pleasure to have as my guest a guy that I've been following for years and years, the original founding member of the Persuasions, and really and truly the talk of the town himself, Mr. Jerry Lawson. How you doing, Jerry?
I'm just fine. Thank you so much for that great introduction.
Hey, man, you deserve that and more. Now, let's just get right down to it. You were born and raised in Florida, is that right?
I was born in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Wow.
And I was raised 12 miles north of Orlando, a little town called Apopka, A-P-O-P-K-A, Indian name for potato.
Right. Well, you know, what's really funny about Fort Lauderdale is the fact that when you were born there, you could probably buy beachfront property for like $39.99, you know,
right,
plus tax. And now it's worth millions and millions because, you know, in those days they thought it was a swamp. What did they know?
Well, my mom bought about an acre for I think she paid $500.
Wow. Wow. Do you guys still have that property?
No, I'll tell you the truth. We just got rid of it.
Oh, really?
It became a burden, and
yeah,
we got rid of it, but it served us well.
Right. So, okay, and then you moved to northern Florida, a little more north, correct?
Right, right. I moved down to Apopka. That's where, you know, I was born in Fort Lauderdale.
Right, right,
but
right.
I moved to Apopka.
Well, let me ask you this. Was there anybody in your family that was musical that you had to look up to, or did you just discover your musicality on your own?
Well, you know, after some years, I found out that my mother was a singer. And my aunts and them, they told me she had a very good voice. Unfortunately, I didn't know my mother.
Right.
She passed away, and I didn't know her. But I heard that she had a good voice. And I found myself in the church at 5 years old singing.
Wow.
And that sort of led me into the career that I got today.
Wow. You know, that's interesting because, you know, sometimes people just find it on their own, and sometimes people are guided. So you could really sing a good song by the time you were five or six.
Well, you know, I can go back as far as five. I can remember I would sing a song. I've had triumphs and I've had tribulations. I've been beaten, I've been scorned. But then years later, I got to record that song with Stevie Wonder.
Wow.
Stevie Wonder's band, and it went, I've had triumphs and I've had tribulations. I've been beaten, I've been scorned. So, so that was a good thing, man. Back in those days, I remember that very well.
That's very, very cool. So as I found out, you kind of beat it out of Florida and you scooted up to Brooklyn. Boy, that is really, there's a big difference, man. That's culture shock.
Well, when I got to Brooklyn, a friend of mine took me to a place and I could pay $2 and stay all day. And I could see all of the great entertainers.
Wow.
That were there at that time. I saw the Coasters, the Drifters, the Nat King Cole. Man, I just saw all the great entertainers.
Wow.
And the place that I'm talking about is called the Apollo Theater. And I could go there and stay all day for $2.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Well,
yes.
You know, and to get a taste of that, I mean, that really whets your appetite when you see those groups. And if you're a singer, you know, it makes you want to just run up on that stage and grab the mic away, you know.
But, you know, I used to sit in the audience, and I used to, when Jerry Butler would come out or Chuck Jackson would come out, I used to sit in the audience and say, I wonder what they do backstage. I wonder what it is like, you know. Little did I know that the Apollo Theater would become the Persuasion's home.
Wow, unbelievable. Now, you know, I used to catch all of those acts at the Brooklyn Fox and the Paramount, you know.
You probably was there with me. I was there.
I bet you.
I was at the Brooklyn. I saw Sam Cooke and Jackie Wilson for the first time at the Fox.
Right. Oh, yeah. I didn't miss a show. As a matter of fact, we used to go. We used to watch the movie, and then we'd watch the show. And then instead of leaving, we would sneak down and we'd move down and we'd see it like three or four times.
You know it. You were there. That was it.
I was there. You know, as a matter of fact, I said to Anthony one time, I said, you know, how did you sing? Because in those days, in the first five rows, you know, they were all smoking in those days.
Yes,
they'd let them smoke.
He said,
let me tell you something, man. I would put out the cigarette on the heel of my shoe just before we'd go out on stage, and I would blow smoke back at them. I said, that's fine.
Well, God bless him. Jesse Russell, he was a heavy smoker, and I think he got what we call, I guess, nervous energy.
Right.
And he would. I have a cigarette behind his ear, and he would smoke one and light the one up behind his ear just before we go on. And he did that every night, you know.
Wow. So sometimes he would walk out with the cigarette lit behind his ear, huh?
Yeah, sometimes he would forget.
Well, you know, that's, you could get in trouble with the hairspray, you know.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. Yeah. So anyway, let's go back to the club 521.
521. 521 on Franklin and Fulton. They would have a talent show on Wednesday night. If you were good, then you could sing on the weekend.
The club 521. Now, I went to LIU, so I knew that whole downtown Brooklyn neighborhood.
Yeah, I won that Wednesday night singing Your Precious Love.
Wow.
And I became, the 521 became a home for me also.
That's pretty good, you know, to have a place. Even now down in Florida, everybody's looking for a stage. It's so saturated down here with old doo-wop guys and old singers.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's tough. Now, I was a dean in a tough Bronx junior high school in Castle Hill Avenue. And Jimmy Keys from the Chords, his kids went to my school. He had them a little later in life. That was Jimmy Jr. and Paul. And I used to talk to Jimmy all the time, and he would say to me, man, we never sang one word of doo-wop, man. I had no idea what that was. We were singing jazz and R&B.
Right.
I didn't know anything about doo-wop, and I still don't sing any doo-wop. This is before he passed away.
Right.
He had a lot of trouble with that word.
Yes.
Yep.
I've had a lot of trouble with it also because I didn't sing doo-wop. You know, we sung the Lord's Prayer. We sung everything from Frank Zappa to the Grateful Dead.
As it is in heaven. and we've got better.
When America was still just a young country, many soldiers went to battle so that this land could become the great United States of America. This story is about a group of soldiers that made up one segment of the United States Cavalry during the great Indian uprisings. To the Indian, this soldier looked strange and different because he wasn't white. But he was black, robust looking, thick woolly hair. He sort of reminded the Indian of his great buffalo. So the Indian called this black cavalry soldier Buffalo Soldier. Buffalo Soldier. Ooh. Buffalo Soldier. Will you survive in this new land? Buffalo Soldier. Buffalo, Buffalo, Buffalo Soldier. Tell me will they go? Mexico border became a brand new soldier on the scene. The Indians called him Buffalo. From prison camps and slavery, the black man came to be. He was a hard-riding hero of the 10th
I got to tell you the truth. I had a group, Harmony Street. We did everything but have a hit. We were the entertainment for Bill and Hillary at the White House Christmas party in 98. We did some really good things. It was three girls and two guys, myself on lead. And because I had the girls, it was a little bit different, you know.
Yeah.
But I will tell you that we stole we outright stole your arrangement of Good Old Acapella, changed the words a little bit, and I learned something about that song. You guys kicked the heck out of it, and so did the Nylons, and I'm going to send you our version, and you're going to say, wow, pretty good. But that really separated the singers from the non-singers, because if you don't know how to sing, you don't get up on stage and sing that song.
Well, you know, I told Ray Charles, I said, you know, I stole Georgia from you. Uh-huh. He said, you didn't steal it, you borrowed it.
Yeah, no, it's true, you know. You know. But we used to, because the group was Harmony Street, you know, there's a light coming from the window, and we used to say, and it shines on Harmony Street.
Uh-huh.
There's a group standing on the corner singing that good old harmony. Now, I know for a fact in that song, if the bass isn't right in the pocket, it goes all over the place.
Right, that's right. The bass got to be on. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, oh, there's a light that's from a window, and it shines down on the street. Yep. There's some guys standing on the corner, they're making some good old harmony. Boom, 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 boom.
So it's all brother, acapella,
it sounds good to me. Good old soul, soul,
soul, soul.
Brother to brother, yeah.
Brother to brother, ooh.
We dedicate this medley to one of the greatest a cappella groups of all time, the Persuasions.
A cappella.
Yep, it's definitely a groove. It's a groove type tune.
Yeah, the last couple of verses I wrote myself.
Ah,
yeah.
Now we used to sing soul to soul, brother to brother. You know.
Yeah.
We were singing you, huh?
Well, there's a light coming from the window, and it shines on Harmony Street. There's a group standing on the corner, singing that good old harmony. And the light coming from the window shines on the street corner symphony. We are Harmony Street, singing that good old harmony. We're singing on soul to soul, brother to brother, acapella. Sounds good to me, sounds good to me, soul to soul. Singing that good old harmony, we're singing our soul to soul,
soul to soul,
brother to brother,
brother to brother,
acapella,
acapella, sounds good to me,
sounds good to me, soul to soul,
soul to soul,
brother to brother,
acapella, acapella, when it
sounds good to me. When I turn out the light, say goodbye to another night, I'm gonna rest my weary head, put my bones away to bed. I'm gonna get on my knees and pray to the Lord to give me just one more day. Oh Lord, hear my plea. This music means so much to me. Singing on soul to soul, brother to brother, acapella.
Acapella sounds good to me.
It sounds good to me. Soul to soul, brother to brother, acapella.
Acapella sounds good to me.
Boom, 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 boom,
boom. Oh.
tell people, you know, you could call me Persuasion, Jerry, good old Rockapella.
Right, right. Now, I also know that when you were young, you ran into B. Best, and of course, B. Best had a long history with Gene Pitt, who's a good friend of mine. That, you know, as a matter of fact, we went to his house on Herkimer Street years ago.
Yes, I know. I've been there. I've been to Gene's house on Herkimer Street.
Right.
And I got such history with Best.
Right. Oh,
yes, nothing but what a great guy.
No, absolutely, and a legend just like you've become a legend,
yes,
you know.
Yes, and you know, Bess, when I first got to New York, Bess was the one that got me in a group. We had a group called the Shufflers,
right.
And we went to the Apollo Theater. We won 7 weeks straight,
wow.
Singing Jesse Belvin's "Someone Really Loves You, Guess Who, Guess Who," and we won 7 weeks straight with that. We had a tenor, his name was Julius, and he would sing a false tenor, "Someone Really Kiss You, Guess Who, Guess Who," and in the end, I would come out with the big boy,
right.
"Open up your heart, and surely you'll see that someone really loves you," was me, and we won 7 weeks straight. I think we broke up over the $25 because we didn't want to spend it.
Well, that's how it always happens.
Yes,
you know.
and Beth went on, and I went with the Persuasions, and Beth went with the Jive Five.
Wow, unbelievable.
Hey, this is Eugene Pitt of the Jive Five, and you're listening to my good friend Mike Miller on the Harmony Street Show. I heard your name was Mike. Mike at the mic. And things that I like. Your show is a thriller. So here we go with Mike Miller.
Of course, you know, it's all good. It's all good.
His name is Beatrice.
Right, Beatrice. Right, I know that.
Yes. He got me my first job at the printing press there in Brooklyn.
Well, you know, when your name is Beatrice, when your name is Beatrice and you look like that, you damn well better be able to sing. You better be able to do something, man.
Yes.
Oh, you can't make that stuff up, you know.
That's right.
I know. Oh, all right. So, you know, the Apollo at a young age, I mean, you know.
Where do you
go from there?
You're going back. That's beautiful. What memories. You know, without memories, we wouldn't have nothing. And what memories. You just brought back great memories.
Well, you know, and I also learned that you, at a young age, you moved to Green Avenue. I know where Green Avenue is.
I sure did. Yes, I moved down to Green. In fact, I met Jimmy Hayes on Green Avenue. I was going out. I had a job downtown. I was elevator operator at a store called Goodwin's. Jimmy was an elevator operator at a store called Abraham and Strauss.
Right.
And I would come out of the house in the morning singing, and he heard me one day and said, you got a good voice.
Uh-huh.
Well, you sound like Jerry Butler. And we started singing together, and thus was born the Persuasions.
Wow. Well, you know my elevator joke. It's, you know, sometimes you get the elevator and sometimes you get the shaft.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I know you know that one.
That's a good one.
Yeah, you know. So, you know, Jimmy, I know. You know, Jimmy, as a matter of fact, the last time I saw Jimmy, I saw him with the Persuasions, believe it or not, at the Broward Center. It had to be about 3 years ago.
Right.
BJ was with them at that point. And, you know, he wanted me to do an interview with him, and we never got to do it. And I think the universe works in funny ways because...
Yeah.
I was meant to spend time with you before I spent time with them.
Well,
I'm serious.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, well, you know, it kind of worked out that way because even though we had good intentions of doing that, we just never got to do it, you know?
Yes, I understand.
All right, so, you know, let's move forward a little bit. So you meet Jimmy, and you're both riding up and down in the elevator. How did the whole thing get started? Now, there was...
Well, I'll tell you, Joe Russell, he had a group. And Bob Samuels and Joe... I can't think of the group anyway.
The Parisians?
The Parisians, that's
right.
Exactly right.
Okay.
And they wanted Jimmy to sing with them. They wanted Jimmy to bass for them. and Jimmy went to a couple of the practices, and Jimmy told him, Jimmy said, well, look, man, you know, I got a guy that my partner, you know, Jerry Lawson, you ought to let him come down and hit a couple of notes. Well, I went to that practice, and I sung up on the roof.
At all the roof, the only place I know, up there. Right smack down in the middle of town, I found a paradise. There's trouble proof
on the
law. And if this world starts getting you down, there's room enough for two. Up on the roof,
up on the roof,
up on the roof,
up on the roof.
Oh, come on, baby.
Up on the roof.
Everything is all right.
Up on the roof.
We gonna walk
up on the roof.
We gonna talk
up on the roof.
We gonna sing
up on the roof.
We gonna shout
sometimes.
Up on the roof.
Up on the roof.
And Bob Samuels, he didn't. Like, and he was the lead singer, and I was sort of stepping on his toes. You know, I was in his territory.
Right.
It was his house. And so he, you know, I could tell. He said, look, man, we haven't practiced. And politely, you know, he told me to leave. And I left. And the next thing I know, Joe Russell said, man, I like that guy. Told Jimmy, I like that guy. You know, shoot, we ought to get him, and we ought to sing together. And Jimmy told him, say, well, we didn't have a group. A guy, his name was Andy Cole.
Right.
And Andy Cole, he started the group. You know, little be told, Andy Cole started the group. It was me, Andy Cole, Prince Nesbitt, which was Jimmy's friend from Jimmy's hometown
right.
in Hopewell, Virginia, and Jimmy.
Right.
And then Joe got in with us. And Andy and Joe didn't get along at all, and Andy quit, and so that was the group right then. So the group was me, Jimmy Hayes, Joe Russell, and Prince Nesbitt.
Uh-huh.
Well, Prince moved to New York, to
right.
Manhattan,
right.
and then that left the three of us. So Tubo finally came back from California,
right.
And we went searching for a tenor, and we found Jay Otis, and there was the Persuasions.
Wow. Now, see, now there's another name, Jay Otis. When I was a dean, all the kids used to come into my office. And by the way, we had Jennifer Lopez for 1 year, although she doesn't cop to it, but she was a Castle Hill girl. She wears the t-shirt sometimes.
Yeah.
And she used to come into my office and say, yo, Mr. Miller, can I clean your desk? And I would say, no. Go to class. And she would say, yo, I hate that teacher. I would say, go to class. But the funny part about being the dean is the kids would come into the office, and it was Kadesha and Perdithia.
Yeah,
And we, you know, it wasn't Jonathan, it was Jonathan. So I would say to the kids, go home and tell your mother that Mr. Miller said you got a made-up name. And I would get a call from the mother the next day, and they would say, yo, Mr. Miller, you tell my daughter she got a made-up name? And I would say, yep, I did. And while I got you on the phone, you know, we sent you 3 letters, and you never came into school. And then on the other end, I would hear, click. and then they would say, why are you bothering me at work? And I would say, because your son is bothering me at work.
Yes.
It was all good, and of course I was being the dean, and I was singing, because
right.
you know that once you sing and you sing in front of people and people like it, you have to do that until the end.
That's right.
You got to continue to be creative. You got to keep it, you know,
until the day you die.
Exactly right. It's really funny. Now let me ask you this too. So I know how it is when you're working on a great a cappella sound, and I know, you know, how it is over the years. And what I've found is that you got a lot of energy, you go out there, you start the tune, right? And if you're really feeling excited, the tune will actually move. So, you know, it'll go up a half tone if with excitement. if somebody's dragging it down, it'll pull it back down, you know, like into a half tone, or it'll speed up or whatever. But I guess that's the beauty of a cappella. When you finally got your sound that you were satisfied with, why did you never add the instruments?
Well, we, you know, we had the sound, and we did add instruments. At one time, I think the name of the company was MCA. We added instruments, but our fans didn't like it at all. And we resorted back to a cappella. I loved the instrumentation, but you know, it's sort of like Superman. You know, he couldn't get another job being an actor doing nothing but Superman. Once he was Superman, that was it.
No.
Once you're a Persuasion a cappella, that's it. That's the name of the tune.
Well, with Harmony Street, we used to go sometimes to these a cappella shows. And one time, you know, just as an analogy, we played the Apple Festival in Southington, and we were supposed to do a 90-minute show. And it started raining, and they said, you better get off the flatbed and get away from the mics because, you know, we don't want anybody to get hurt. We took cover under the apple trees and where it was shaded. We did the entire 90-minute show a cappella because we knew that any song we could sing with music, all we had to do is, like, chime off and sing it a cappella. So we did 90 minutes a cappella, and then none of us could talk for the next 3 weeks.
Well, you know what? Funny story, just real quick. We were at the Uptown Theater with the Dramatics, the Shylights, one of those shows, and the power went out. And nobody, you know, they couldn't play the guitars and the instruments. And so we wound up, the Persuasions, we wound up doing the show, the entire show. In fact, the Shylights and the Dramatics and all of them, they came and did a cappella with the Persuasions. And they boy, but you know, things like that happens in show business. Little things that turn into big things, you know, that happens in show business.
Right.
Who would have thought that the power would go out at the Uptown Theater?
Oh, you know, things like that happen all the time, you know. But, you know, as I said, you know, a cappella separates the men from the boys. I mean,
yes.
I had a group, believe it or not. We were signed to Relic Records during the 60s. It was called The Islanders, and we did a couple of tunes for Eddie Grice and Wayne Stereel from Hackensack. You know, those a cappella albums came out. And, you know, of course, in those days during the 60s, man, you know, there were an awful lot of groups just doing that a cappella stuff, you know.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I was just 2 weeks ago, I was at the Chandler Center of the Arts, and an a cappella group was there. Believe it or not, I sang a cappella with Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah, you know, I saw the pictures. I did.
Yeah, we sung Rockin' Robin. And Dick Van Dyke did the bass.
Wow.
And it sounded pretty good.
Very
well, you
cool.
know, we practiced it in the dressing room, and from the dressing room, we said, it is what it is, and we got a standing ovation.
Oh, I can imagine. Well, you know, another legend, Dick Van Dyke. You know, what's amazing to me is, like, how many guys are into the music. And I will tell you, my favorite one is George Carlin passed away, and he was very avant-garde, and he was, you know, but one of the funniest guys on the planet. He was on The Tonight Show one time, and he says, Johnny, do you mind if I do something? And he says, no. And he walks over to the piano. He pushes, like, Doc Severinsen out of the way, right? And he says, can you back me up on this? He did the whole song, and he like did the top part, then he did the bottom part. And I said to myself, he said to the audience, my roots are the doo-wop, man. I love that stuff. And like, who knew, you know?
In 1954, Marvin and Johnny had this. It was the other side of TikTok. TikTok was the chart tune. And this was the one we danced to, Cherry Pie. And I'm going to just do it for you. You know what I mean?
Cherry pie. Jack Horner just sat in that corner, for he was eating his cha-cha-cha-cha-pie. Only I didn't put it along and then pull out a clone. So I guess I'm not as great as he. Well, 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 give me some.
You know, he made a comment and said that you haven't heard a cappella until you hear the Persuasion.
Oh, wow. See,
yes.
Yeah, that's...
Yes, yes, he did.
So, let me ask you this at the beginning. Yes. Where did you guys find the echo? You know, you weren't doing it in the basement, so where did you go?
Echo. It was a place in New York. It was the subway station.
Uh-huh.
And it was on Fulton and Van Buren.
Uh-huh.
And it was called the Seven Corners.
Uh-huh.
And down there, we found the echo. We also found the echo at Grand Central Station.
Uh-huh.
They got a echo hall there. And that sound is there in Grand Central Station. So there's two places that we found that echo. But to be truthful about it, we had it anyway. We really found it on the corner of Fulton and Nostrand.
Well, you know, because, you know, you really got to get that sound. But Grand Central Station, I mean, you got a made audience there, you know. And believe it or not, see, that was the beauty of a cappella. I mean, we used to drive around when we were kids in the car. We'd get out of the car,
yeah,
like in front of Nathan's, or we'd just walk into a shopping center. We'd just start singing. And, you know, you don't need anything else but, like, the four guys or the five guys.
Boy, that's a wonderful feeling.
There is no greater... See, people that don't understand that feeling,
you know,
it's a spiritual experience, type harmony with other guys.
Especially when that harmony is really right, man. You could sing all night.
Right.
And when we started, we used to sing all night.
Oh.
And I'm talking about all night. We would start singing at 7 o'clock, and we'd look around, and it was 7 o'clock in the morning.
And that's how it got tight, because,
yeah,
you know...
And then we didn't lose our voice. We only lost our voice and got hoarse when we became professionals.
I always found that singing outside was much tougher than singing inside. You know, outside.
Yeah.
It was tough, you know.
Standing on a mountain looking down on a city, the way I feel it's a doggone pity. Teardrops falling down the mountainside. Many times I've been here, many times I've cried. We used to be so happy when we were in love. High on a mountain of love. Night after night I'm standing here alone, weeping my heart out the cold gray of dawn. The rain that's lonely and you come here too, hoping just for chance there to get a glimpse of you. Trying hard to find you somewhere up above. High on a mountain of love. Mountain of love, mountain of love. You should be ashamed. You used to be a mountain of love, but you just changed your name. Way down below there's a half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside the church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing that it should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely, but Jesus on above. High on a mountain of love. Mountain of love, mountain of love. You should be ashamed. You used to be a mountain of love, but you just changed your name. Way down below
below there's a 500,000 people. Somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside the church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing that it should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. I'm dreaming of love. High on the mountain 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 of love.
Here you got the Persuasions and you guys are rehearsing and you know, you've already got some good audience in front of you and all of that. Where did you go from there?
Well, I tell you what happened. We kept singing, you know, on the doorstep and on the street corners. And all of us, we just because we were singing it, you know, we loved it so much, we quit our jobs. Jimmy quit the Abraham and Strauss. I quit Goodwin's. Tuvo didn't go back to the shoe shop. And but Joe, he kept butchering, and we wound up getting a job with a company called Restoration Corporation. Little did we know that the Restoration Corporation, God go work in mysterious ways, would be our ticket to stardom. We worked with the Restoration Corporation. They were hooked up with the Kennedys. Frank Thomas, Judge Jones, and the whole crew there. And we started singing. Frank Thomas had us just come to the Kennedys' parties, and we started singing at the Kennedys' parties. Well, Restoration was our organization that was helping the black community.
Right.
And they hooked it up where we started singing in the summer at all of the projects in Brooklyn.
Wow.
And we started singing at all the projects in Brooklyn. Well, this young man, his name was Stan Krause. He was had an acapella show in New Jersey, and he heard about us, and he invited us to perform on this acapella show, which was like, I think, 10, 12 acapella groups from all over New Jersey. Well, we was working for Restoration. Restoration got three big Greyhound buses and loaded them up with everybody they could from the Bedford-Stuyvesant area, and we went to New Jersey. Wow. We went out on the stage, and we did, "If it's love that you're running from, there's no hiding place," which the Temps was one of the Temptation songs.
Right.
And we was cutting it, and the audience was going crazy and going wild, and we blew the joint away.
Uh-huh.
And from that show, David Dashev, who was our manager for years, him and Stan Krause got together and they recorded that show, and that was the start of the Persuasion.
Wow.
They took that recording and they sent it to a guy out in California, and we went over to the record shop in New Jersey, Stan Krause record shop.
Right.
And the guy in California, he had that recording. And he said, "Well, who are these guys?" And he said, "Well, David said they're right here in the store." And we sung for this guy over the telephone.
Uh-huh.
"I just can't work no longer. I got to see my woman right now." And the guy that we were singing to on the phone, who we never heard of in our life, his name was Frank Zappa. And 2 weeks later, we were invited out to Los Angeles. We recorded on Frank's label. We had our first album, and thus started the career of the Persuasions.
Wow.
Our first live performance through Restoration Corporation, Mr. Thomas and the Kennedys, was opening for Dionne Warwick and Burt Bacharach at Lincoln Center.
Wow.
We went on stage, and we closed the show with the Lord's Prayer and got a standing ovation. And we were getting standing ovations ever since.
As it is in heaven, give us this day. As we bring our debts, as we bring our debts.
Hey, when you start off that way, where do you go from there? But
don't know why I love you. Don't know why I love you, but I do.
I love you, baby. Yes, I do. I don't know why. I love you, baby.
Yes, I do.
Little girl, you treat me bad and cause me pain. Yet foolishly running back to you again and again. You've been seen with other guys in so many places. Yet in front of me, you make sure I see you smiling in their faces, baby. Yet warning you, huh? All that's left for me, is this my destiny? Oh, I don't know why. I don't know why I love you. I don't know, but I love you, baby. Lord, you know I love you, baby. I don't know why. I don't know why I love you, but I love you, baby. Yes, I do. Baby, wasting all these tears, I gotta stop. Hold on, cause I see your loving face in every drop. But it doesn't with you all believe that you claim to be mine while you're being untrue to me. Tell me, what can I do, little girl? What else can I say? Huh? Must I go on this way? I don't know why I love you, baby. Yes, I do. I'm just a lonely man, lack my sanity. Wishing I could find a man, mind of a man who used to be. You took control of my heart, truly it's a shame. You misused me and abused me, but I keep loving you. Lord knows I keep loving you just the same. My aching heart, although it's shattered and torn, a more sad man, darling, has never, never, never been born. I can't find the strength nowhere to ease all the pains. There's no answers anymore when I call out your name. Cause the shadow of your touch is the only thing I see. Cause you planted it in my mind so it could grow in me. I don't know why. I don't know why. Oh, but I love you, baby.
Yes, I do.
I don't know why. I love you, baby.
Yes, I do.
You misuse me.
You
bruise me.
Oh,
I love you, pretty baby.
Yes, I do.
I don't know why.
Well, you know, but, you know, you had God on your side, you know.
Yes, we did.
You did. Because, you know, I'm going to ask you, although I know the answer, how did you get the name The Persuasions? Because it's tough to pick a name, you know.
Well, you know, at the time, we did. We say, well, we're going professional, but we need a name. That's what a lady on Oxford, South Oxford Street, she said, she looked out the window one night. She said, boy, y'all sound good. Y'all need a name for your group. And we thought about it. And all of, we thought about the Chessmans, the four-legged, the monsters, whatever it was we could come up and think of. Well, we, you know, none of the names really fit. And Jimmy Hayes, he said, you know, I was reading the Bible. And in the Bible, I came across a word called, that said Jesus had to persuade people to follow his teaching.
Right.
What better name for us? We should call ourselves The Persuasions. And everybody agreed. And it just fit. And there we were. We were The Persuasions.
Right. Now, let me ask you some other questions. And probably you do not get asked this very much. When it came to arranging the harmonies,
right,
who kind of took the lead as far as putting the arrangements together and deciding which way the tune was going to go and being creative with it, or to decide which tunes you were going to sing?
Well, that was left up to Jerry.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Jerry. You know what happened was that I used to sing in Florida as a little boy because my uncle had a juke joint.
Uh-huh.
And my godfather, he had a radio station, and he used to record from his house. So I had all of this music around me. And when I got to New York and I joined the Persuasions, I had a musical background. And what I did, because I was playing in the band, and I had my little band in Florida and everything,
right.
And when I got with the Persuasions, I said, well, listen, let me be the leader. Let me be the leader. Not just the lead singer. I want to be the leader.
Okay.
You know? And the arrangements, they really came, a lot of the arrangements came from my childhood.
Uh-huh.
You know, I did a song called, all of the songs, Frankie Lane, I can't think of it right now.
Right.
It'll come to me. But most of the songs, they came from my childhood. The Persuasions, some of the guys, they had some ideas, but most of the songs, in fact, 85 to 90% of the songs came from Jerry Lawson.
Uh-huh.
I burnt the midnight oil, especially when I found out that we were going to be professionals. I took it upon myself to burn the midnight. That's why it's very hard for you to go to a Persuasion show. They have to sing what we sort of grew up with, and it's hard to sing those songs because they're all Jerry Lawson.
Uh-huh.
I'm not bragging. It's just fact.
Well, you know, creativity, you know, when you have that creativity in you, because I am the same way.
I'm sorry. The song that I was thinking about was called Without a Song,
right,
by Frankie Lane.
Right.
Without a song, the birds would never fly. Without a song, the darkness. Well, I took that song when I got to Persuasions, and we recorded it. And I went, boom, ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. Without a song, without a song, the birds would never, never fly. Without a song. And, you know, in all the arrangements, I just was just very creative at the time. And I just, man, every night I would come to Persuasions with something different, and they would learn it. They would, and we say, oh, man, that sounds good, you know. And I would take this song and turn it around to what became a Persuasion sound. I found out that we had a dynamic bass, Jimmy Hayes.
Right.
And we had a dynamic baritone lead, second tenor, which was Joe Russell. And we had Jerry Lawson. So that was the foundation right there. And with those three voices, we created the sound of the Persuasions.
Yeah, well, you know, I just wanted to say one thing personally. You know, you're so laid back, Jerry. I mean, it's too bad you don't get excited about what you do. No, that's fabulous. It's like God
yes,
bless you, man, because
yes,
that's what it's all about. I mean, you
yes,
know, it's and you see that shows on stage also.
Oh, man, and I tell you, you know, we went from the Temptations to the Four Tops to the Frank Zappa to the Beatles to the Grateful Dead. And we just, you know, we involved. We studied, built our show to please our audience. And
right,
believe it, those were just the great 40 years that I was with the Persuasions. Unfortunately, like everything else, you know, you don't see eye to eye all the time.
I understand.
And, good marriages break up, unfortunately, we had to part our ways.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's segue into something else for a second from that. Who do you think your biggest fan is?
My wife.
Well, there it is. Bingo, home run. let me tell you something.
I really mean that, though.
She,
I got some fans, but boy, I'm going to tell you, my wife, she's a Persuasion fan.
She gets so excited when she talks about you. You know, for myself, I moved to Florida. I lost my mother, brother, and my father. I left Harmony Street. I quit my job as a dean. I was going through a divorce. I came down,
yeah,
you know, in the year 2000. And, you know, I was just, I didn't want to sing. I didn't want to do anything. And so I dated most of Southern Florida, just banging my head against the wall. And then all of a sudden I met my wife, Paulette, about 7-8 years ago.
Right.
She changed my whole life. She taught me how to live again, how to love again.
Yeah.
If
yeah,
I drop a,
yeah,
if I drop a crumb, she grabs it before it hits the ground and hands it back to me. Like today, I'm going to tell you right straight out, I couldn't find my credit card today. She found it under the seat in the car on the floor, whatever, and gave it to me and said, here you go. I was all set to call and say, you know, my credit card gets stolen. True story. You know, here she was, saved the day again. When I met her the first night, well, on our first date, she said to me, I'm perfect and I'm always right. Can you deal with that? And I said to her, listen, at this stage, I'm only a man. Forgive me.
Yes, and you know, I tell you, I say to my wife, you know, because, you know, I didn't always know Julie.
Right.
And, you know, because I, you know, I was with the persuasions and I was around the world and all of this. But when I met Julie, she became a part of my life. And I tell her all the time, you know, like right now, without Julie, I have no purpose. You know, that's, you know, because she is my life, you know.
Well, you know
I live for her, you know.
I told her, I said, you know, I only went out with one Jew. I'm Jewish. I only went out with one Jewish girl in my whole life. I said, but I keep marrying Italians for some reason.
Yeah. Well, listen, I don't think you can get, my wife is Jewish.
I know.
And I'm a stone cold southern black country man.
Yeah, but you know what? Viva la difference, man, because that's what makes it strong, man. Because, yeah, you know, what you don't have, all of a sudden, you know, here, she's like holding it right in your face. Hey, I got one of these. You know, it's like, that's what makes it work, you know?
Yes,
it's great. But she is just, she lives for you, man. The conversations that I had.
But you know, I got millions of fans, and I got some fans that truly, you know, said you are just a wonderful fan, and I got great fans, you know.
Right.
But when you ask me that question, the first thing I don't even have to think.
Right.
You know, because that not only Julie is a persuasion fan, she's a Jerry Lawson fan.
No, I got you, and boy,
and she's my wife.
You know,
there's a big difference.
And I'm so glad you gave me that answer because, like, when we get off the phone, you got to look her in the eye.
Yeah, well, we're husband and wife, and then you got the entertainer. You got Jerry Lawson entertainer,
right. Well,
which you got to separate, you know, and that's not easy to do, but you've got to be able to do that.
See,
you know,
in my life,
be able to do that in your house, you know, because your home is your home, and the entertainer, that's one, like that guy that go on the stage and dress up, is not the same guy that comes in the door every night, you know.
Absolutely
and
not.
Nobody knows that but your wife.
And I always say that, you know, before you go out and sing, you turn the switch and you become the other person. Because the guy that's walking around in the supermarket, like looking for the sushi,
yeah,
that's not the same guy.
No.
It's interesting. Now let me ask you something. When you're walking around in Scottsdale, do people come up to you and say, "Hey, Jerry Lawson, how you doing, man?"
Well, you know, sometime now it happens, but I think when I did the sing off when I was on the NBC show,
Oh
my God, when I all in the airport, you know, everybody would come up and want to take pictures, especially now with the cameras in the telephone.
Oh yes,
you know, with the babies and in fact, I tell you a story. We were taking the car back. It's a true story. Uh-huh. We were taking a rental car back, and I was waiting. My wife, she was behind me. And the light caught her. Well, I pulled over in the church parking lot, and the police, the Scottsdale police, they pulled over behind me because they, you know, when I pulled over, they wanted to know why I was over in the church parking lot.
Uh-huh.
And the cops got out, and the one cop got out, and I rolled down the window, and the cop, he said, "Hey, George! This is the guy! This is the guy from the center! Jerry Lawson!" And he never did tell me why he pulled over behind me. You know, he wanted the autograph. And we would get stopped in the grocery stores and everywhere, you know. And now some people, you know, they see me and they say, "Oh, my God, I recognize you. You're Jerry Lawson."
I'm Nick Lachey, and we are back on the season 2 premiere of The Sing-Off. The country's best vocal groups are taking their first step in the quest for $100,000, a recording contract, and the sing-off title. It's an intense 5-night battle, and in the end, you will crown the champion. All right, well, the final group of the first round brings a deep, abiding respect for the a cappella tradition. With a soul legend at the helm, their seasoned harmonies are a warm reminder of the hit records from back in the day. We sailed to Oakland, California for a blast from the past with Jerry Lawson and Talk of the Town.
We are
Jerry Lawson
and Talk of the Town from Oakland, California.
Watching the ships roll in, they're now watching roll away again.
I'm Jerry Lawson. I've been singing for 61 years. Singing is my life. I start singing in the Persuasions. We were really, really big. With the Persuasions, I've been everywhere in the world. We recorded 24 albums. But I walked away from a cappella after 40 years. I fell on some pretty hard times. But faith in God, I just lift my head up and I walked into Talk of the Town. When I first heard Talk of the Town singing, I was sold.
It's something you like to hear us sing, shout out.
Oh, yeah. I knew I had to sing with them.
Talk of the Town has been singing Persuasion music for 30 years. And when we met Jerry Lawson, it was like a dream came true.
We didn't invent a cappella, but we sort of feel like the godfathers, you know?
You can dance.
There's a saying that you're born again. I feel like being a part of the sing-off, I'm born again. And this is my comeback.
Sing the last dance for me. Cha-cha-cha. Yeah!
Keeping musical history alive with the Drifters' Save the Last Dance, it's Jerry Lawson and Talk of the Town.
Oh, you can dance.
You can dance.
Every dance with the guy
dance.
Who gives you,
you
the power. Let him hold you tight.
Dance.
Farewell.
You can dance.
You can smile.
You can smile.
Every smile for
you
the man
dance.
Who held your
you
hand
dance.
Beneath the pyramid line. Just don't
dance.
Forget who's taking your heart. In whose arms you're gonna be. Oh, so darling,
say the last dance for me.
I know that the music's
yes,
fine,
I
like sparkling wine.
Oh,
go and have your
yes,
fun. We're well.
Oh,
laugh and sing.
Yes,
while we're
oh,
apart, don't give your
yes,
heart to anyone. Just
yes,
don't forget who's taking your heart. And in whose arms you're gonna be. Oh, so darling,
sing the last dance for me.
Oh, darling, don't you know I love you so? I can feel it when we touch. I'll never, ever let you go. Cause I love you all so much. Oh, you can dance.
You can dance.
Go and carry
you can
on
dance.
Till the night
you
is gone.
Dance.
And it's time to
you
go.
Dance.
Well, if he asks,
you
if you're all
you
alone,
can
he take you,
you
home?
Dance.
You must tell him no. But just don't
dance.
Forget who's taking your heart. And whose arms you're gonna be. Oh, so darling,
say the last dance for me.
Thank you guys very, very much. Let's go ahead and check with our judges. Sean?
Oh, man. Let me say this. First of all, Jerry, you're an inspiration to everybody in this room. Everybody, you are a living testimony that second chances do exist. And for you to be in it as long as you've been in it, me being a performer, all of us being performers, we just respect the fact that you're here and that all of you are here. You present a certain type of style and class that only experience can groom and teach you.
Ben, your thoughts?
For the brief review, I could have just rolled up my sweater and you'd see the chills.
Yeah, man.
That's pretty much says it all, I think. You know the story behind the song, because Doc Pomus wrote the song. He was in a wheelchair from polio, and his wife could dance, but he couldn't, so he always told her to save the last dance for him, and that made it more poignant to me. The unfair advantage that you have is that you own your genre, and you're sitting in it. That's not fair.
It's always gratifying, you know, when they recognize me as a persuasion or just recognize me as Jerry.
Well, you know, and I will tell you this, and you probably know this already, but as a guy who started when he was 15, and I'm 67, I'm still doing this now.
Bless you.
You know, the point is, your biggest audience and the ones that really held you the most in reverence were the other groups.
That's right. At one time, they told us at the Apollo Theater, they called us the entertainers, because we were backstage, you know, we would practice, and all the entertainers, Al Green and the Staples Singers, they would come in our dressing room, Smokey Robinson, Stevie Wonder, and we would all sing in the dressing room, you know, because we didn't have the instruments, so we could just crank it up, you know.
Right.
And man, we used to have a ball back there in the dressing room at the Apollo Theater. All entertainers, they would start calling us the entertainers.
Now, if somebody had an iPhone in those days, man, you'd have stuff.
Man, we would have shows all over the doggone internet.
Priceless
yeah,
stuff.
You know, but right now, you know, I'm working for a company called the Mentor of Arizona, and I take care of developmentally disabled kids. They're not really kids.
Wow.
They're adults, but they're kids. And that's what I've been doing for like 10, 12 years.
Yeah.
And when I got a call to be on the sing-off with Talk of the Town,
right,
none of the people at this program that I work at, they didn't know what I did. They knew nothing about me.
Wow.
Even the boys at my group home that I take care of.
Uh-huh.
And when I left, I didn't tell them where I was going. And I went, and the next thing they knew, they was turning on their TV, and they were seeing their group home manager on TV with Talk of the Town singing. And when I got back, they were blown away.
Wow.
The district manager, she called me. She said, "My God." She said, "You come in and out of this office every day. You never, ever told me your history. I had no idea who you are, Mr. Lawson." And and my guys from the group home, you should see their face when I got back from off of the sing-off. That's
wow.
It's unbelievable. The company that one of the companies, it was 100 kids that had 100 Jerry Lawson faces when I walked in, and it looked like the Twilight Zone.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, I'm telling you. And all of these kids are developmentally, they have developmental issues. They
right.
have, yeah.
No, I hear you. And of course, you know, when I was a dean, you know, I used to handle kids like that. I knew which kids took their Ritalin that morning, which kids didn't, which kids,
right,
you know.
Right.
I mean, it was, you get to know who your kids are, you know.
Oh, yes.
I know what
yes.
you're saying. You know, speaking about the sing-off now, I want to ask you this, you know, as far as where it's gone with reality TV, what are your feelings about The Voice and American Idol?
Well, I tell you, you know, see, because it's music, I have to love it.
Right.
It's music, and I love music from my heart. And to be a part of the sing-off, I can't, there's no words that I could even come up with to tell you how gratifying and how grateful I am to be a part of anything that's got to do with a cappella.
Right.
As far as The Voice and the American Idol, listen, those kids, they're good, and it's their time, and it's their chance to be known, so let them just be themselves, and God bless them, and all the power to them.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I just, you know, it just hurts me when I see them kind of being exploited sometimes, because I see them sending home some really great talent, and I see them accepting kids that aren't as talented, but I will say the bottom line is there are some pretty talented kids out there.
Well, if you look at those shows, the sing-off, The Voice, The American Idol, all of those shows, God knows, came from amateurs at the Apollo.
You bet.
That was amateur night at the Apollo.
You bet.
And you got winners and you got losers.
Right.
Even the losers are sometimes winners.
You bet.
You know, so I told all of the kids on the sing-off, there's no winners or losers. You know, they say you won this and you won that. But to be on this show, to be a part of something so special, you're a winner right then.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah. You know how many people, you're talking about 9 million people a night get to see you. You know, where in the world would you be seen by 9 million people?
No,
I mean, I was with the Persuasions for 40 years, and I wasn't seen by 9 million people. I was on the sing-off. Nine times five is 40 million people.
Right? Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So all of those shows came from Wednesday night, amateur hour at the Apollo.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right.
And you got winners and you got losers. You feel sorry for the ones that lose, but then that's the show.
I'm going to ask you a question because I'm sure you've done this because we did it with Harmony Street, and that is we sang the anthem at a couple of ballparks. We did the Mets, you know, we did a 25-minute show and the national anthem at Shea Stadium during the playoffs, and I called Johnny Maestro, who was my friend all those years, and I said, look, what's the secret? And he said to me, if you listen to the slapback echo, you're dead in the water. He said, you got to listen to the real-time monitor in front of you because once you take your ear off of that, he said, you're gone because that's why people screw up the anthem. They listen into the echo in the back. Now, had you guys done that over the years?
Yes. Plenty of times.
It's tough.
I was recording. I tell you, when you were talking about that, I was recording a song in the studio. And this is on the Talk of the Town album. And I was recording a song by Randy Newman called He Gives Us All His Love.
Right.
And there was something about the song when I started recording it. I didn't know that Judy Farger passed away at the time that we were recording it. But anyway, we were up in the mountains there, and I was recording. I couldn't get that song right. It was something about the song that it had to be, and I couldn't understand it. I couldn't get it right. I never told my wife this, but I couldn't get it right until she told me that her father was in a bad way and she needed to maybe to go to Florida to see her dad.
Wow.
And she asked me a question. She said, why, Jerry? Why? Now, she was asking me why is her father is in this way at the time that we're recording this song. And she asked me the question, why? And that's when the song came to me. And that's that song, He Gives Us All His Love, is on our album. And that is the song of the album.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom. Sometimes we feel like the weight of the world is on our shoulders.
Boom, boom, boom.
Sometimes it's hard for us to carry on.
Boom, boom, boom.
But this is what we do.
Boom, boom.
We walk with God. We talk with God. Oh, yes, we do. The songs we sing, the music we bring, comes from heaven above. Gives us all his love. He gives us all his love. He's looking down on us from up above. He gives us all his love. Oh Lord, he hears the babies cry. He sees the old folks die. He hears the babies crying. He sees the old folks dying. He gives us all his love.
fellas, y'all help me sing the song. He gives us all his love. He gives us all his love. I wanted to hear him sing the song. He's looking down on us from up above. He gives us all his love. Hold on. He hears the babies cry. He sees the old folks die. He hears the babies cry. He sees the old folks die. He gives us all his love. And if you need a shoulder to lean on, you can always lean on him. If you need a hand to hold on to, you can hold on to him. You're gonna need a friend. He gives us all his love. Oh Lord, he gives us all his love, 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 love. He's looking down on us from up above. He gives us all his love. Things happen in our lives that we sometimes just don't understand. It's easy to give thanks when things are good, but when things go bad, we sometimes ask God why. I remember my mother telling me, Jerron, the things you don't know about life could build a brand new world. And now that I'm a bit older and the good Lord has taken Mama on home, I do understand that he's got the whole world in his hands. He gives us all his love. Oh, Lord. He gives us all his love, 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 love. He's looking down on us from up above. He gives us all his love. Oh, Lord. He gives us all his love.
He's looking down on us, oh, from up above. He gives us all his love. Ooh, he hears the babies cry.
Hear the babies cry.
He sees the old folks die. He's looking down on us from up above. He gives us all his love. Yeah.
He gives us all his love.
All his love,
looking down on us
from up above. He gives us all his love.
He gives us all his love. He gives us all his love. Looking down on us from up above. He gives us all his love.
That is, and it's done so well. It's done in a Sam Cooke Solar Stir Five Blind Boys style.
Gotcha. I gotcha.
And I mean, it's very touching.
Wow, wow.
Yeah, and there is that echo that you're talking about is in that song. if you hear that song, you can hear that, you know? Yeah, and you can't help but hum and sing along with it. And when Randy Newman did it, he did it as a joke, you know,
right.
Because he was saying, you know, if God got all his love for people, how can he see babies cry and how can he see old folks die? Well, I didn't see it that way. I saw it as a prayer.
I got you.
And that's the way I sung it.
Well, it is all about interpretation.
The highlight of that album, Jerry Lawson, and Talk of the
Town. Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Because yeah. Julie told me that. I couldn't do this interview unless I listened to the entire CD three times.
Oh.
She says, you got to listen to it once.
Well, I tell you, you know, she co-produced that CD with me, and it's the epitome of a cappella. If you're going to sing a cappella, you've got to listen to that CD to understand what acapella is all about. Now, I did 23 albums with the Persuasions, but that album with Talk of the Town, and it's so God worked in mysterious ways. How Talk of the Town and I got together. Well, that's another long, long story. But that album is worth all the tea and chatter.
Well, we're going to talk about that in a minute, but I want to go back to when you guys were younger. And, you know, what's funny is that I read that you guys, when you were starting out, you all became kind of community organizers in the neighborhood, you know?
That was with Restoration. That's the Kennedy Esther Foundation.
Right.
That's with Restoration.
But, you know, it's great because, you know, here you are out with people. Dealing with people, pulling people together, and then the payoff was, you know, they all got to hear you sing. So there was a payoff.
Unbelievable. And so, Mr. Thomas, he came up with the idea, him and Mr. Glasgow, Benji Glasgow, came up with the idea to have these guys go around to every housing project in New York, Staten Island, all five boroughs. We hit every, on Friday nights, Saturday nights, we was at a housing project, and I mean, it was packed, and everybody was there to hear these five guys sing without a band, right. And they didn't even know what it was, acapella. Nobody knew the word acapella.
Right. Or how to spell it.
Or how to spell it. And they still don't.
I used to get on stage all the time, I would say that the girls in my group will buy you a drink if you can come up here and spell the word acapella.
Well, I always say it starts with an A, it ends with an A.
There you go.
Another definition for the word, we ain't got no band. And we, you know, that's what I used to say. It starts with an A, it ends with an A, and another definition is that we ain't got no band.
Really?
And then I would sing, there's a light that's from a window, and it shines down on the street. There's some guys standing on the corner just making some good old harmony. You know, it was a show called The Gong Show. You remember The Gong Show?
Of course.
Yes.
Chuck Barris.
It was a group came on one night, and they sung good old acapella.
Huh.
I was blown away.
Wow.
Yes.
How did they do?
They won.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, they won that night. They won the Gong Show.
No, because I know the Nylons did a good version of it, too, you know.
Yes, the Nylons did. In fact, it's two or three groups that I've heard that do good old live.
Wait, I'm going to send you a live cut of ours. You're going to like it. I'm telling you. I wouldn't say that if I wasn't, like, sure.
I would love it.
Now, let me ask you this. I'm sure you did UGHA for Ronnie I a couple of times. Yeah, that was cool, man. You know, we did the 200th anniversary show. That was a gas, man.
Yeah. See, those are memories. Those are memories that you will have all the rest of your life.
Let me ask you this now. I'm going to get technical on you. When you constructed the harmonies, was it always like second tenor, first tenor and inverted baritone, or did you ever take the inverted baritone and put him down back down in the bottom as a tenor? How did you construct those harmonies?
Well, you know what I would do is I would first the lead, you got your lead.
Right.
And then I would get the bass. Right. Because the bass got to carry the tune. The bass got to know all of the changes.
You bet.
And so I would go to Jimmy's house, and we would get together, me and Jimmy. We would bring the midnight oil, learning these songs, just the lead and the bass. And then after I get that, I would go to the group. I would go to Jesse, which is Joe Russell.
Right.
So Joe could get the foundation.
Right.
And mostly when we record it, I would do the baritone myself,
uh-huh.
Because after Tubo died, we didn't have a baritone. So I would do the baritone myself on a lot of the later recordings. That was me overdubbing myself with the baritone.
Uh-huh.
Then we would we'd get B.J. Jones, and we would let B.J. Jones be the baritone.
Gotcha.
Hi, this is B.J. Jones from the Doves, Cleveland Steel and the Doves, and you're listening to my buddy, Mr. Mike Miller, D.J. Mike Miller, on the Harmony Street Show, right here. How you like me now? I hope you like Mr. Mike Miller on the Harmony Street Show. Bye-bye.
But That was the structure of us, the Persuasions, learning songs.
Well, you know, BJ, as a matter of fact, I was with BJ 2 weeks ago with the Dubs. I opened up the show, and a friend of mine, Johnny T, sang in that show. He put the show together, and then the Dubs closed the show, and there was BJ.
I think BJ probably could go into the Guinness Book of Records.
You bet.
For singing with the most groups.
You bet. You bet.
I think BJ that song with every group in the world.
Yep. You know, and what's funny is he doesn't have to rehearse, man. He just comes in and he blows it out.
Well, we were on our way because Jimmy was sick and he couldn't make it to Germany. Uh-huh. And we were on our way to Germany. The only thing I could do was think of BJ Jones. And from New York to Berlin, I was teaching BJ all of Jimmy's boom, boom, booms.
That's really, really funny, you know.
And BJ said, I never knew Jimmy did so many boom, boom, booms. Because the song goes boom, 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 oh, and then boom, 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 oh, boom, 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 boom. So BJ said, boy, I'm telling you, that Jimmy is good. I never knew Jimmy did so many boom, boom, booms.
Well, BJ's favorite line is, how do you like me now? How do you like me now?
Yeah.
He's a funny guy, you know.
Yes, yes, a great guy. We were in Berlin, and BJ, you know, he always carried his money because, he was always loaded. And so we was in Berlin, and we were on our way to the Western Union to send money back. And two girls and a guy. They said, oh, man, we saw you last night, man. You guys was great. And one of the girls hugged BJ. And when BJ got to the Western Union, his money was gone.
Oh.
She clipped him.
Oh.
I think she got about, she got $2,000
or $3,000. Wow. Oh, man.
Yep. Boy, that was a sad, sad day. Boy, I felt so sorry for BJ.
Yeah, no, actually, you know, next time I see him, I'm going to ask him. Or maybe I'll just hand him $1,000. Hey, I'm going to say, hey, remember that girl? Well, she's my...
Yeah, in Berlin.
I'm going to say that. Well, she's my
cousin. He never forget that one.
I'm going to tell her she's my cousin. Here's the money back. That's funny, man.
He said, boy, I believe the bee got me. That's what he said at the time. She got me. I said, and they were gone, boy.
Well, you see, that hasn't changed since ancient times,
no,
man.
No.
Women were doing that back in the cave.
And BJ from the streets, you know, BJ from the Bronx,
right.
You know what I mean?
I know.
And get clipped in Berlin.
You know.
Yeah. But anyway, man, BJ, he saved our bacon so many times when one of the members couldn't make it. We called on BJ Jones.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. Now, 23 albums with the Persuasions. I mean, that's a lot of recording. There are top groups. You know, if the Beach Boys or the Four Seasons recorded 23 albums, that's a lot. But, you know, you guys were in the studio a lot.
Oh, yes. Not only with the Persuasion, but we was in the studio with a lot of the other singers. We recorded with Ray Charles, Bette Midler, Phoebe Snow, Joni Mitchell. I could go on and on and on, you know. But we got to meet some of the all-time greats. I mean, I was sitting in the dressing room with Ella Fitzgerald, Uwe Blake, Don Knotts, Bonanza, Lauren Green. I got to meet, oh my God, I could just go on and on and on. I'm so blessed.
Do 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 You taught me to love you and hang around so I could love you when you put me down. No, I won't.
No, I won't
be the fool.
Be the fool.
No, I won't.
No, I won't
be the fool.
Be the fool
anymore. I love you, darling, I love you so. Promise I'll never let you go. No, I won't.
No, I won't
be the fool.
Be the fool.
No, I won't.
No, I won't
be the fool.
Be the fool
anymore. It's been so long ago since the day I fell, you taught me how to love it through and through. You taught me all I know, and you taught me oh so well that now I can see what you're trying to do. You taught me to love you and I hang around, yeah, yeah, so I could love you when you put me down. No, I won't.
No, I won't
be the fool.
Be the fool.
No, I won't.
No, I won't
be the fool.
Be the fool
anymore. It's been so long ago since the day I fell, you taught me how to love through and through and through and through. You taught me all I know, and you taught me oh so well that now I can see what you're trying to do. You taught me to love you and I hang around, yeah, yeah, so I could love you, baby, when you put me down. No, I won't.
No, I won't
be the fool.
Be the fool.
No, I won't.
No, I won't
be the fool.
Be the fool
anymore. No, I won't.
No, I won't
be the fool.
Be the fool.
No, I won't.
No, I won't
be the fool.
Be the fool anymore.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson of the Supremes, and you're listening to my friend Mike Miller on the Harmony Street Show, and we just have so much fun, my baby love, me and Mike Miller. Woo!
It wasn't about the money, man. It was about the music.
Yes, yes, it was about the music.
It always is, you know.
And we're still, right now, you know, we're working with some musicians from out of Nashville. And I'm telling you, man, Mr. Eric Brace, he's got some great tunes, and we're in the studio now, and we're recording another album to be out sometime maybe this year, hopefully. And the songs are just unbelievable. They're fantastic.
Yeah.
And we're on our way down to New Mexico to do some workshops and to spread the word and do some music. And you know, we're staying busy. And I got my day job. I work for the developmentally disabled, and I also on weekends I work with the senior citizens. Some of them are 80, some of them are 100 years old. And we go to the opera, and I take them to, you know, out to dinner and out to lunch, and I take them to the ball game. So we're keeping busy.
Well, I want to ask you this, you know, musically, I know when you go in and you do tunes for, like, you know, we did tunes for Starlight, Bob Kretschmar, you know, and, you know, Starlight CDs and everything. A lot of groups go in there and they sing to a click track and to a guitar, you know, in their earphones so that they keep the beat right on the beat and they stay in tune and because they got the guitar in their ear. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that the Persuasions have never recorded that way. It's just raw a cappella from start to finish.
Yes, that's the truth.
Because a lot of groups do it the other way now. You know, it's like, you know, sometimes when it's too perfect, it's not real. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that's when you're trying to drive a 747, you know, when you got a ticker like a dog on and that's when you, what I'm trying to say is that a Cadillac and a Chevy is two different cars.
Right.
You know? But sometimes the Chevrolet is the better car.
No, I hear you. I hear you.
Same way with when we look at the sing-off and we look at some of the groups, we make our decision, and our decision is a decision that's based on what we're hearing, but we're not thinking about the producers got to make the show.
Right. Right. Well, you know, somebody once said to me, a wise old Indian once said to me, perfect is the enemy of good.
Yes.
When you got it good, sometimes when you try to make it perfect, you lose the good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that's the truth.
You know, you left the group in 2003. Why did you do that?
Well, we like I said, you know, tongue and teeth fall out sometimes. We had our differences.
Right.
And we didn't see eye to eye on a lot of things.
Okay.
I didn't stay in New York. And for me to travel back and forth, it was quite expensive for the group, and that didn't work.
Yeah.
And so after 40 years, it was time to go.
Don't know why I love you. Don't know why I love you, but I do.
I love you, baby. Yes, I do. I don't know why. I don't know why.
I love you,
but I love you, baby.
Yes, I do.
Little girl, you take me bad and cause me pain. Yeah, foolishly running back to you again and again. You've been seen with other guys in so many places. Yet in front of me, you make sure I see you smiling in their faces, baby. Yet wanting you, all that's left for me. Is this my destiny? Oh, I don't know why. I don't know why I love you. I don't know, but I love you, baby. Lord, you know I love you, baby. I don't know why. I don't know why I love you, but I love you, baby. Yes, I do. Baby, wasting all these tears, I gotta stop. Hold on, cause I see your loving face in every drop. But it does it with you all the way that you claim to be mine while you're being untrue to me. Tell me, what can I do, little girl? What else can I say? Huh? Must I go on this way? Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, oh, there's a light that's from a window, and it shines down on the street. There's a guy standing on the corner, they're making some good old harmony. Now this light that's from a window, since stays from a street called a symphony. Let them sing, let them dance, and make that
good old harmony.
Singing soul to soul,
soul to soul,
brother to brother,
brother to brother,
acapella,
acapella.
And it sounds good to me. Good old soul to soul,
soul to soul,
brother to brother,
brother to brother,
acapella,
acapella.
And it sounds good to me. Hit it. Bum 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 b
Good old soul to soul.
Soul to soul.
Brother to brother.
Brother to brother.
Acapella.
Acapella.
It sounds good to me. Good old soul to soul.
Soul to soul.
Brother to brother, yeah.
Brother to brother.
We dedicate this medley to one of the greatest a cappella groups of all time, the Persuasions.
A cappella.
Life works in funny ways, Jerry, and life is what happens when you're busy making plans. So you were on your way to Moscow. Can you tell me what happened with that trip?
Well, my wife, her friend, lives in Los Angeles, and I think at the time he was going back and forth to Russia, and he was working with the Moscow Philharmonic Orchestra. And so after I did the Persuasions, my wife, she got together with this producer, and Terry Primeri was his name.
Huh.
And she said, he said to my wife, why don't Jerry, we'd go to Russia and do an album with Jerry with the Moscow Philharmonic. We said, oh, that's a great idea. So she came back and she threw it at me, and I said, no, man, wow. From a cappella for 40 years, now with the Moscow Philharmonic Orchestra. That's a story in itself. And like I said, God worked in mysterious ways. And a lady was getting married up in Sonoma County, and she called us. But she didn't know that I had left the Persuasions. And she wanted the Persuasions. She wanted a cappella to be a part of her wedding. And my wife told her, she said, well, unfortunately, Jerry is not with the Persuasions anymore, you know, but he's working here in town with an orchestra, and he's getting ready to go to Russia with the Moscow Philharmonic. And she said, well, I sure wanted to, it's too bad that he's not with the Persuasions anymore, but I sure wanted some a cappella. So my wife, she said, well, maybe you can find an a cappella group up there in San Francisco, and Jerry maybe could sing a couple of songs with them. Well, she came down here to hear me with the band here in Phoenix. She loved it, and she hired us to come up to Sonoma to her wedding. And from the wedding, we got together with a group that we had met years ago at a radio show up in Sonoma County called Talk of the Town.
Right.
and instead of going to Russia to do the album with the Moscow Philharmonic, my wife said, listen, we got to do an album with these guys.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this is a cappella at the finest. These guys had studied the Persuasions all through their high school years.
Unbelievable.
And so they started singing in the dressing room at the wedding. Of course, Man on Man and Chain Gang and all of that stuff, that sounded good. But boy, they sung the Mills Brothers' Paper Doll, and I was blown away. And I told my wife, I said, yeah, we got to do an album with those guys. So that we did, that's the Jerry Lawson and Talk of the Town CD. That's where that came from. And that's a cappella because God wanted me to sing a cappella a little bit more. Now, the Moscow Philharmonic Orchestra still could happen.
Uh-huh.
Because it's not God. It's still on the fire. It's on the burner.
Well, you know, that's really interesting because these guys were rehearsing all their lives to let you come and sing with them. I mean, you got to look at that.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And they started throwing songs at me that I had forgot about. And said some of their favorite tunes were some of the old songs that we did with the Persuasions. And those boys are good. They can sing them, too.
What is...
In fact, we did the sing-off and put together a show. In fact, I could call them right now. Uh-huh. We got a good hour and a half show that we could do at the drop of a penny.
Wow. How'd you like to come to Florida? Because, you know, I'm still producing some stuff, and I have some friends that are producing some stuff.
Well, man, you just get Jerry Lawson and Talk of the Town, and we'll be right there.
Nah, never mind. I'll call Julie.
Yeah, call Julie, and Julie will definitely hook it up. Because we got a good hour and a half performance.
That's very cool. Now you performed with Rod Stewart after Katrina. My question to you is, how did they tell you two apart?
Well, that was pretty hard with both of us singing "People Get Ready."
Right.
You know, I think the way you could tell us apart, I had a little step that I did, and I think that's they say, "Oh, that's not Rod Stewart, that's Jerry Lawson."
Yeah, because you know it's that same quality, you know. It's that same quality. I mean,
he is such a wonderful guy.
What is your favorite Jerry Lawson tune?
I was asked that tonight. I think it's sort of like asking General Motors whether they like the Cadillac or the Oldsmobile.
Yeah.
I like King's Blood. I like Jerry Lawson's version of Suspicious Minds with Elvis Presley. I like Jerry Lawson's Johnny Ace, Pledge My Love. I love Jerry Lawson's Somewhere to Lay My Head. Oh, man, I could go on and on. I think I'll tell my wife to put together an album and Jerry's favorites.
The Man in Room 1009, what's that all about?
Oh, my goodness, what a great song. You know, that's a great song. And the story behind that is just unbelievable. He went to the hospital to see the great Claude Jeter, and nobody really know who Claude Jeter is, you know.
Uh-huh.
And until you say, "Oh, I'm singing Mary, oh, Mary, don't you weep." And they say, "Oh, I know that." But you don't know who did it, and Mr. Jeter. And so Jim went to the hospital to see him and was inspired and wrote a tune called Room 1009. And we got together and collaborated and went in the studio out here. He sent us the song, and my wife and I went in the studio and put down the arrangement. There again was the Jerry Lawson arrangement. We listened to what Jim had, and we put the harmonies in there. In fact, my wife is the Jerriettes. Ray got his Raylettes, and I had my Jerriettes.
Not the
all three of those voices is Jewy.
Yeah. Not the Jerry Curls, the Jerriettes.
the Jerry Curls is in the sing-off. Those are the Jerry Curls.
There you go.
and the Room 1009 is Jerriettes.
Uh-huh.
That's my wife, Jewy.
Gotcha.
Oh, Mary, tell your sister Martha, tell Martha not to moan. Mm-hmm.
I look down the line,
oh, Lord,
and I wonder.
Well.
I look down the line,
oh, Lord,
and I wonder.
Well. Tell me, Jim, what were you thinking?
And I
dream
of a city called Glory.
Glory.
So bright,
oh, so bright,
and so fair,
so bright, and so fair.
As I entered the gates,
well,
I cried, holy,
holy,
holy. The angels all met me there.
Well,
said the man in room 1009, what a fellowship, what a joy divine. Said the man in room 1009. I got salvation on my mind right now.
Reverend Claude Jeter was a joy divine, had salvation on his mind.
He was born with a song to sing, change the way harmony's done. He took that music, man, he made it his song. Put it all together and
swan silver tones. Oh, now Mary, don't you weep. Oh, now Martha, don't you moan. Pharaoh's army got drowned. Pharaoh's army got drowned.
Said the man
in room 1009,
I got
salvation on my mind. Said the man in room 1009, what a fellowship, what a joy divine.
And
right now. Oh, now Mary, don't you weep. tell Sister Martha, don't you mind. Pharaoh's army got drowned in the Red Sea. Oh, now Mary, don't you weep. Tell Sister Martha, don't moan.
Looked into his eyes and I wondered. Held his weary hand and I wondered. Boys like a shooting star, soaring fast, touching deeper. Sound of an angel's cry was the sound. Reverend Jeter, he's the man in room
1009.
He's the man in room
1009.
I got Claude Jeter on my mind. I got Claude Jeter on my mind. He's the man
in room 1009.
He's the man
in room 1009.
I'll be your bridge over deep water if you trust in my name.
If you trust in my name.
I'll be your bridge over deep water if you trust in my name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, 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 hallelujah.
Well, you know, she, like I said, she is your biggest fan, and you know, you've gone very far, but with her, you're going to go even farther, and you're never going to stop doing this.
We're working on several projects right now.
Oh, good. Now. Please tell us about that.
Well, one is with a Nashville songwriter named Eric Brace.
Audience, this is my wife, Julie.
Hello, audience. Eric was a journalist for the Washington Post, but he was also a huge Persuasion fan, and I guess he was always a musician, but we didn't know that about him. Anyway, he left Washington, D.C., and ended up pursuing his music, and then he ended up pursuing Jerry, and he had just been a huge fan, and we became friends through email, as we do with many of Jerry's fans. And
right.
Eric decided to fly to Phoenix and record a couple of songs with Jerry for an album he had in mind. But when he got to the studio, he was so taken with Jerry and the session, and he turned to his own wife and said, "We can't stop now. We've got to make an album."
Wow.
So he's coming out here the last week of February. We're finishing up another 6 songs with Eric that most of them Eric wrote or he and his partner wrote. So anyway, we've partnered up with Eric for this project. I'm not sure the release date, but the songs are amazing.
Wow.
And that's one project. Plus, as Jerry mentioned, we're going down to New Mexico to do these shows. He's going to be doing these one-man shows sort of around the country where he won't really be alone. He'll probably be bringing or having musicians in each town
right.
come and join him, do workshops at the colleges. There's a film right now that's being made about his life. The trailer is already finished.
Wow.
And so what we would do would be a multimedia show. So we're showing the film, and then Jerry comes out and performs and does Q&A and does a workshop and sings with a local gospel choir and just puts this whole thing together. So that's being done as we speak. We've also just hooked up with a production company here that books casinos, and they're very taken with Jerry. So Jerry's going to do his tribute show to all his heroes, Sam Cooke, Jerry Butler, Roy
wow.
Hamilton, Nat King Cole. We're going to call it Cole the Soul.
Uh-huh.
And that's in production right now. Don't know if it'll leave the state of Arizona. It may, but there's 42 casinos right here that this company books. So, and they're very high-quality productions.
They're going to have to clone you. You're going to be a busy guy. And
yeah.
I am hoping that you will keep me informed about everything that's going on.
We will. And he's got this new site that's going up as we speak.
Yeah, I want to know how we can get in touch with Jerry or you if we need to get in touch with Jerry.
Oh, he's so easy to find. He's all over the internet. His email is there. The phone number is there. You just Google Jerry Lawson or
there you
Jerry
go.
Lawson. JerryLawson.biz, B-I-Z, as in taking care of biz.
Right.
All the info's right there. And he's also going to be uploading lots of home videos, interviews with him going through his 22 Persuasions album.
Wow.
And talking about all those and sharing with the fans on this new site.
How cool is that? Are you going to be in those videos?
I didn't plan to, no.
Well, you can be handing him the albums.
There you go. I don't have to be on camera.
Unbelievable. Let me ask you this. Now, this is something from the heart. What would you say right now to Jerry Lawson and Persuasion and Talk of the Town fans who had followed you right from the first and right up until now? What would you say to those people?
God bless you. I love you. And I love that you love me. And I love that you love the Persuasions and Talk of the Town. And there's just no words to express how I feel, and that's from my heart.
Jerry, it's been my thrill to spend time with you. You know, Julie is just a doll, and I'm so glad that I got to speak to her as well. But you're one of my heroes in this business, and I am thrilled to have spent this time with you and find out more about your life, how you got to be the modern face of a cappella, and it's just been a gas. Thank you so much.
And I just like I said, I can't thank you and all of the fans that's supported me all these years. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
You deserve it, man. Thanks.
Boom, 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 boom.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and for you. And I say to myself, what a wonderful world. Oh, I see skies of blue and clouds of white, a bright, blessed day, a dark, sacred night. And I say to myself, what a wonderful world.
Wonderful world.
Oh, 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 the colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies crying. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I say to myself, what a wonderful world. Oh, oh, oh. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies crying. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I say to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I say to myself, what a wonderful world. Oh, yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
This is a little ditty that was put together by a very good friend of mine. One of the greatest singers of all time, Mr. Sam Cooke. In fact, I had the pleasure of seeing him perform this live at the Copacabana in New York. Take a listen. Frankie and Johnny were sweethearts. At least that's the way the story goes. Frankie bought everything for Johnny, from his Cadillac to his Ivy League clothes. Oh, he was a man, all right. Oh, but he was doing all wrong. Now to show show you what can happen. A friend came running to Frankie. She said, you know, I wouldn't tell you no lie. I saw your man riding in a Cadillac with a chick named Nellie Bly. Oh, he was your man, honey.
Oh, but he was doing it wrong.
Now let me tell the story. Frankie dashed around the corner and peeped in a swinging place. There she saw old Johnny with a woman. He had his arms around her waist. Oh, he was a man, all right. Oh,
but he was doing it wrong.
Now the plot thickens. Frankie reached down in a pocketbook and came up with a long 44. She shot once,
pow,
twice,
pow, pow,
three times, and Johnny fell on the hardwood floor. Oh, he was a man, all right. Oh,
but he was doing it wrong.
Now the last thing you told her was, Frankie,
Frankie,
you know that I love you, a baby.
Why,
a baby, why you wanna do it, Frankie?
Frankie,
I was telling her about you, a Frankie.
Frankie,
you know that I love you, I'm your man. Oh, you know that I love you, yeah, 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 pretty baby, Frankie. Oh, you know that I love you, a baby. Tell me why you wanna do it, Frankie. I was telling her about you, a Frankie. Oh, you know that I love you, I'm your man. Yeah. Talk of the town, do it one more time.
Frankie,
oh, you know that I love you, baby. Tell me why you wanna do it, Frankie. I'm telling her about you, Frankie. Oh, you know that I love you, I'm your man. Oh, you know that I love you, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was a top man in his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the trap. He's in the army now, blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy in Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next to the cap went out of trap at the band. So now the company jumps when he goes reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy in Company B. A root, a toot, a rooty tatty toot, blow A to the bar. Boogie rhythm, you can't play a note unless the bass guitar's playing with him. So now the company jumps when he goes reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy in Company B. He was a boogie woogie bugle boy in Company B. You can't play a note unless the bass guitar's playing with him. Again, again and again. So now the company jumps when he goes reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy in Company B. Da 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 da. He's in the army now, blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy in Company B.
Down, 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 dunk 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 dunk. My wife came home just the other day. She said, Jerry, I'm in a very bad way. My car won't start, it's falling apart. I was late for work and the boss got smart. I got a run in my hose, my panty line shows, my hair went flat.
Lord, I hate that.
Down, down, dee-da-long, down, dee-da-long, down, 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 dee-da-long, down. Just when I thought things couldn't get worse, I realized I forgot my purse. Said with all this stress, I must confess,
this could be worse than PMS.
This job ain't worth the pay. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey, I'm on my way. Hey,
hey,
hey, hey. Hey, 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 honey, I'm home and I had a hard day. Pour me a cold one, and oh, by the way, rub my feet, give me something to eat. Fix me up my favorite treat. My head and back is killing me. I need to relax and watch TV. Get off the phone,
give the dog a bone.
Hey, 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 honey, I'm down, 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 down. Down, 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 broke a nail, open in the mail, cursed out loud cause it hurt like hell. Said the job's a pain, it's so mundane,
it sure don't stimulate my brain.
This job ain't worth the pay, can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, hey, honey, I'm on my way. Hey,
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 hey.
Hey, 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 honey, I'm home and I had a hard day. Pour me a cold one and oh, by the way, rub my feet, give me something to eat. Fix me up my favorite treat. My head and back is killing me. I need to relax and watch TV. Get off the phone,
give the dog a bone.
Hey, 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 honey, I'm down, down, diddle-down, down, diddle-down, down, down, diddle-down, down, 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 diddle-down, down, diddle-down, down, down, diddle-down, down, down, down. Broke a nail, open in the mail, I cursed out loud cause it hurt like hell. This job's a pain, it's so mundane,
it sure don't stimulate my brain.
This job ain't worth the pay, can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, hey, honey, I'm on my way. Hey,
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 hey, hey, hey, honey, I'm home and I had a hard day. Pour me a cold one and oh, by the way, rub my feet, give me something to eat. Fix me up my favorite treat. My head and back is killing me. I need to relax and watch TV.
Now you're moving on up, pretty baby.
Pretty baby,
you're leaving me behind. Everybody seems to love you. Oh, you're doing just fine,
fine, fine.
But take away your good looks and all your fancy clothes. Come on and
try
it, baby.
Try
it, baby.
Try
it, baby.
Try
it, baby. You'll see that nobody loves you but me.
Nobody but me.
Nobody loves you but me.
Nobody but me.
Now you tell me that you're so busy, pretty baby.
Pretty baby.
You ain't got much time. Oh, how well I remember when all your time was mine,
mine, mine.
But move on back across the tracks, baby, where you came from. Come on and
try
it, baby.
Try
it, baby.
Try
it, baby.
Try
it, baby. You'll see that nobody loves you but me.
Nobody but me.
Nobody loves you but me.
Nobody but me.
Oh, baby. Oh. I wanna hold you, pretty baby.
Baby, baby,
hold you in my arms again. But I can't get close to you for all your love and friends,
friends, friends.
I take your name from the bright lights, baby.
From the bright lights,
tell me that you're all through.
You are through.
Come on and
try
it, baby.
Try
it, baby.
Try
it, baby.
Try
it, baby. You see that
loves you but me.
Nobody but
nobody
me.
Loves you but me.
Nobody but
nobody
me.
Loves you but me.
Nobody but
I wanna
me.
Hold you in my arms.
Nobody but
and squeeze
me.
You with all of my charms.
Nobody but
nobody
me.
Loves you but me.
Nobody but
nobody
me.
Loves you but me.
Nobody but
nobody loves you but me.
Nobody
loves you but me.
Nobody but
nobody loves you but me.
Nobody but
nobody loves you but me.
Nobody but
Sunday morning I heard the preacher say,
boom, 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 boom.
Thou shalt not kill. I don't wanna, oh Lord, hear nothing else about killing, and that is God's will. 'Cause our children are watching us. They put their trust in us. They gonna be like us. So let's learn from our history and do it differently.
I hope
for more love, more joy and laughter.
I hope
we'll have more than we'll ever need.
I hope
we'll have more happy ever after.
I hope
we can all live more fearlessly. And we can lose all our pain and misery.
I hope
oh, Rosie, her man he gets too rough, and all she
can say
is that he's a good man. He don't mean no harm. He was just brought up that way. But our children are watching us. They put their trust in us. They're gonna be like us. It's okay for us to disagree, but we can work it out lovingly.
I hope
for more love, more joy and laughter.
I hope
you'll have more than you'll ever need.
I hope
you'll have more happy ever after.
I hope
you can all live more fearlessly, and you can lose all your
pain and misery. I hope
there must be a way to change what's going on. No, I don't have all the answers.
I hope
for more love, more joy and laughter.
I hope
you'll have more than you'll ever need.
I hope
you'll have more happy ever after.
I hope
you can all live more fearlessly, and you can lose all your pain and misery.
I hope
there must be a way to change what's going on. No, I don't have all the answers. For more love, more joy and laughter, you'll have more than you'll ever need. There'll be more happy ever after. We can all live more fearlessly, and we can lose all our pain and misery.
I hope,
and we can lose all our pain and misery.
I hope,
and you can lose all your pain and misery.
I hope,
peace and love.
I hope,
joy and laughter.
I hope,
pain and misery.
I hope,
happy ever after.
I hope.
It's Johnny Mathis, and you're listening to my good friend Mike Miller on the Harmony Street Show.
Boom, 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 boom.
This is a little ditty that was put together by a very good friend of mine, one of the greatest singers of all time, Mr. Sam Cooke. In fact, I had the pleasure of seeing him perform this live at the Copacabana in New York. Take a listen. Frankie and Johnny were sweethearts, at least that's the way the story goes. Frankie bought everything for Johnny, from his Cadillac to his Ivy League clothes. Oh, he was a man, all right. Oh, but he was doing all wrong. Now, to show you what can happen, a friend came running to Frankie. She said, you know, I wouldn't tell you no lie. I saw your man riding in a Cadillac with a chick named Nellie Bly. Oh, he was your man, honey. Oh, but he was doing it wrong. Now let me tell the story. Frankie dashed around the corner and peeped in a swinging place. There she saw old Johnny with a woman. He had his arms around her waist. Oh, he was a man, all right. Oh, but he was doing it wrong. Now the plot thickens. Frankie reached down in a pocketbook and came up with a long 44. She shot once, pow, twice, pow, pow, three times, and Johnny fell on the hardwood floor. Oh, he was a man, all right. Oh, but he was doing it wrong. Now the last thing you told her was, Frankie, Frankie, you know that I love you, a baby. A baby, why you wanna do it, Frankie? I was telling her about you, a Frankie. Oh, you know that I love you, I'm your man. Oh, you know that I love you, yeah, 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 pretty baby, Frankie. Oh, you know that I love you, a baby. Oh, tell me why you wanna do it, Frankie. I was telling her about you, a Frankie. Oh, you know that I love you, I'm your man. Yeah. Talk of the town, do it one more time. Frankie, oh, you know that I love you, a baby. I tell you why I want to do it, Frankie. I'm telling about you, a Frankie. Oh, you know that I love you, I'm your man. Oh, you know that I love you, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was a famous trumpet man from my Chicago way. He had a boogie sound that no one else could play. He was a top man in his craft, but then his number came up and he was gone with the trap. He's in the army now, blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy in Company B. It made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next to the camp went out of trap at the band. So now the company jumps when he goes reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy in Company B. A root, a toot, a rooty daddy toot, blow A to the bar and boogie rhythm. You can't play a note unless the bass guitar play with him. So now the company jumps when he goes reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy in Company B. He was a boogie woogie bugle boy in Company B. You can't play a note unless the bass guitar is playing with him again, again and again. So now the company jumps when he goes reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy in Company B. Da 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 da. He's in the army now, the glowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy in Company B. Da 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 da
He's in the army now, going rapidly. He's in the army now, going rapidly. He's in the army now, going rapidly. He's the boogie boogie bugle boy in Company B.
Oh, we ain't got a barrel of money. Maybe we're ragged and funny,
but we'll travel along singing a song
side by side.
Though we don't know what's coming tomorrow, maybe it's heartache and sorrow,
but we'll travel the road sharing our load
side by side.
Through all kinds of weather, what if the sky should fall? Well, just as long as we're together, it doesn't matter at all.
When they've all had their troubles and parted, we'll be the same as we started.
Just traveling along, singing a song
side by side.
Through all kinds of weather, what if the sky should fall? Well, just as long as we're together, it doesn't matter at all.
When they've all had the troubles and parted, we'll be the same as we started.
Just traveling along, singing a song
side by side.
Just traveling along, singing a song
side by side.
Just traveling along, singing a song
side by side. Side by side. Ba-dum-boom.
Recall how it used to be. Remember all the love we found.
Ooh. On Harmony Street, ooh, there was a place
we used to go.
When we were feeling down
and we were low.
We couldn't believe our eyes
when
we were there. Was it a big surprise to find
we really cared?
We looked into each other's hearts.
Street.
Yes, there were times when we had it all figured out. Then there were times when we both had our doubts. But through it all, you know, our love was complete. We spent all our time on Harmony Street. We couldn't believe our eyes
when we were there.
Wasn't it a big surprise to find
we really cared?
We looked into each other's eyes. Yes, there were times when we had it all figured out. Then there were times when we both had our doubts. But through it all, you know, our love was complete. We spent all our time